When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place, and suddenly, from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. The people in the streets knew that something was filling those who had gathered together in that upper room. They thought that they had been filled with wine, a misconception that Peter made sure to set straight by quoting from the prophet Joel. He said, "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." This was not wine. This was the promised Holy Spirit. When we talk about the Holy Spirit's activity among us, we sometimes talk about recognizing it like the wind moving the trees. We think of spirit as something immaterial, intangible, not of this world, a mystery. And so it is. And yet, perhaps one of the most amazing things about Pentecost is that God poured spirit out on flesh. Yes, to all flesh, to all of those from every nation under heaven, the spirit was experienced. But what I want to highlight this morning is that the logos of Pentecost that morning, 2,000 years ago, was even more specific than that upper room in which that beautiful group of bewildered followers of Jesus had gathered to pray. The particular point of the outpouring of the Spirit of Pentecost was each one of those bodies that were gathered that morning. The Spirit was poured out upon each embodied life present in that room. Jones writes, "Love must have a body. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control all must have a body. Without the body, such fruits are not only empty concepts, they're not available to the other members of the body of Christ. The Spirit is poured out, is experienced, and shared with our bodies. We are present to the Spirit of God and to the fruit of the Spirit as we are present to our bodies, to our own bodies, and to the bodies of those that we live among. We heard Jesus' words about the Spirit from the gospel reading this morning. I loved it that we heard it from all around and from so many tongues. That was beautiful. Thank you. We heard him say, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." But I'm discovering that as a general culture, we're not very practiced at listening to or learning from the way the Spirit fills our bodies. Consider, for example, the way most of my body is hidden behind this pulpit. Traditionally, the moments when we consider God, we do so with our minds, and we leave our bodies out of it. However, we are learning that our bodies also carry ways of knowing. We're sort of backing into this as we learn more about the way our bodies hold on to trauma and the healing effects of mindful breathing and exercise and movement. A few years ago, Ecclesia performed a work based on one of the Psalms for an Old Testament class at Duke Divinity School. At the end of the class, one of the PhD students remarked that the experience of the dance had moved the class's study of the psalm from their minds only to involve their whole selves. And this encouraged us, as a dance company, to continue our own theological study alongside of our dance. And we've learned that the Hebrew word nefesh, which is often translated soul, really carries with it the understanding of our whole embodied self. We have experienced that we can even learn from the Spirit of truth when we practice being present with our whole embodied selves. Because of this, we've created a practice that we call moving dialogues, through which we use the movement of our whole embodied selves to explore a psalm, so that we might experience the way the Spirit might lead us into truths that our bodies may be holding for us, and discover the way the Spirit might fill us. We've experienced Sasha's dance of Psalm 104 as the choir chanted it for us, and now we're going to invite you to explore the psalm more fully with us. Don't be scared, we're not going to ask you to really dance, but we want to engage our body. So I'm going to ask Sasha to come up, and I'm going to come down, and we're going to lead you through a moving dialogue with Psalm 104.